This is Isheshe Talks with Ategbe.
Welcome guys, welcome to Isheshe Talks. Yeah, we'll be starting a new season of Isheshe Talks today. We have been working on how to improve the podcast. So I hope you guys did not miss me. So I'll be taking you guys back to the start. As you all know, this is Isheshe Talks. I talk about topics in Isheshe, like different topics in Isheshe. So today I'll be taking us to the old start. And what is this start? When I say uru, I'm talking about initiation. Mi urufa itefa. Mi usorongpa ishefa. Because ishefa, we have to see tefa. Toba ni tefa. They are talking about itefa. Like the person has any entity work budu. Like the person has done the initiation, has gone through all the rituals you have to go through. That is what itefa is. And I'm not just talking about itefa. I'm talking about what people, the expectation of people after itefa. Like mo shaki se pe awon eyan ma wo pe ta won ba ti tefa nkan to de ku ni pe ka won de soriire oriire ton mo tefa be ni bo se gin se pe ko wa tefa ton ko ri yan ko wa ma ya lo e. No, there's a process to it. There is a process to it. Process yi tan yan fi rin ajo yen di oriire yen lemi fe so ron pa oni sese le yin amanifa initiate mo de wo ki tin ba wa sita lati soro yi opo eyan ti sina gan won ti sina won ti ga ta won ba tefa ifa lo ma da lo ma solve problem ni ayo awon babalawo no o de je ko easy fun yin. I'm not blaming babalawo because you can't say le blame yin okan fun oro to wa nle yi because Gbogbo e ti daru ko lo du ma re ba wa tun tori. So imagine so pa fe blame anybody. Don't let us throw blames at anybody because itefa, let's just talk about the solution, because me, I'm not one of those person that throw blames at people. I don't blame other people for my misfortune. This is one of the teachings of Ifa. So ejeka wa solution. See, so what is the solution? The solution is to talk about it from the perspective of we initiates, we that we are into the practice. Everything in my life revolves around Isheshe. So it is safe to say that I'm fit to talk about this topic. So let's first break down itefa. Eja koko break down quickly ni itefa gongono. Cherry itefa. Let me explain it in English before I go to Yoruba, because my Yoruba is not so nice. Itefa is basically aligning your physical self with your spiritual self. You see, each and every individual has a spiritual portal, and you see, this spiritual portal is unique to who we are, and there are some factors that makes it unique, which I won't be discussing today. We'll discuss that in another podcast. But this, our spiritual self, is what we when Isheshe call Ori. Some Yoruba people say Eleda. Still the same thing. That is your spiritual self. It is the manifestation of Olodumare. Manifestation Olodumare. In Missi Olodumare. Tungbilarawa. Omuni Uriwa. Ati Eledawa. Cheri Missi Olodumare. Tungbilarawa. Ati Awa. In the physical. Long soap or be okwa ati yawo. In kotan sheni nu uru itefani. Long su iwo in the physical ati. In misi ulu dumare tu juri atele dae tu mbe lara. Tu je like. Tu je nko bie mi tu wala ra. Long soap. So they are tying you in the physical and you in the spiritual together to be one. This is what itefa is all about. And after they tie you both together, you will be affiliated with one of the Odus in the 256 Odu in Ifa Corpus. I won't be explaining what Ifa Corpus is today because I expect everybody to know that. And if you don't know that, just Google what is Ifa. Like, there's a lot of documentaries about it. So I don't think we need to be going into that now. So now, once you are affiliated with this Odu, there's a lot of verses in the Odu that they used to, you know, talk to you as to how you can, you know, start your journey in ile aye. If it is still man she baby aye she ti daru bi gbogun ko she ti daru, majority would be doing their itefa, should have done their itefa at a very young age, maybe at the time when they were about to start life, maybe when you're about to finish your university, when you're about to enter university. Those are the time that is best for a child to do itefa. But due to everything that is happening now, most people do itefa at a very old age, but it still does not mean anything, because what itefa is there to do is to guide you with your spiritual self, like to tie you rather, to tie you with your spiritual self. So kofi monkon to yonwa lato di on. So toba tuwa monkon to yonwa lato di on. It is all those messages in that verse that they would be using to give you message as to how you readjourn ile aye. So itefa is not magic. I can understand some people did their itefa and things just went boom for them. And some people did their itefa, bugbeda. It is not because it is mandatory that when they do itefa for you, things will just change. Things will be, no, there's a process to it. And the process is understanding who you are. That is what itefa does. It gives you information about, because see, the reason why I'm talking about this thing is because people have a wrong, there's a misconception about it, that there's a misconception about itefa that makes people feel like itefa is magic. It is not magic. And even some babalawo are making it worse. They project it to people like it's magic. And when they drop a huge sum of money for this thing and they have a high expectation, nothing happens. And it makes them frustrated. I can understand. In your local millions of naira, see like a sophia, I don't want to defy you. No. The things are still the same. Because you lure the person into doing it. You did not actually explain. Hey, shalayi bushiyeku, like bushiyeki shalayi for me, bushiyeku, you understand? It is not bushiyeku for me, kolo shimari for everybody. You understand? So we need to understand this aspect of itefa. Itefa is not magic. Because I see people out there, that is not how it works. It is a journey. It is okay, just because you did itefa like this now, the following year or the following 6 months, things just change. It's normal for it to happen like that. It's normal for you to do itefa, and in the next six, seven months, things just change for you, like things are going well for you. It's normal because they just aligned you with the spiritual self, like your spiritual being. So you'll be working at a very high frequency, but after that, in Kofilo to come, there's still a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot of work to be done for you to achieve what you are destined to be in life. Because we need to understand some certain things, that we came to this life to actually attain a certain thing that is called our destiny, something that we are destined to be. And what itefa does is that it helps you through your navigation towards that journey. It's not that it is magic. I mean, I don't even know how to explain to people. Me, more motivational, I do my young one. Can you say you don't? That's some spiritual essence. You know, a lot. Don't let me say some. That's a lot of spiritual essence. But it is not magic. We need to understand this. It is like, it is a guideline. It is a document. It's just like, let's say it this way. Like, as a doctor now, before you attend to your patient must have their docket file. If that patient is not in your hospital before, then the patient has to do some certain tests. Like, they will do a lot of tests. If it's a normal right hospital, you do some certain tests so that you can understand the type of body. Then you, so now all those results of those tests will be come out. It's in the docket. They will place it in the docket and put it in the hospital, the place where, in the hospital library. So whenever the patient comes, they go and get the patient's docket. So any doctor that just looks through the docket can understand the patient. And if they find just picking your docket in the spiritual world and understand you as a physical being, that is it. And once they understand it, So if the doctor sees it, if the doctor starts telling her, madam, this is what you need to do, you need to eat this, you need not to eat that, you need to use this medicine, you need to be wary of this, the doctor will tell you all this thing. Oh, we need to do some operation, we need to take some injection. This is the same thing as it ever. You will do some akoshe, like some rituals. We will do some herbal for you. But these are your rewards. These are the things you should do. These are the things you shouldn't do. But she genuine. Unfulfilling information. It's just like they are using that ritual to tap into the spiritual world, to get your own docket, fire, to understand you. Because every human being, whether we like it or not, so the only way you can know it is through that ritual. It's through that ritual, and I'm not trying to generalize here, because due to the fact that our Ishashi has been abandoned, a lot of things has been, our committee that room, a lot of things are scattered in it, so we are but just take it from me. That is the only way they can use. On coffee ba, coffee mu docket in Latin spiritual word. Coffee mo ke the only way you can use to know who you are, to feel a more or to jet, when you cause it a path for it. If I lose my software, pay ya, oh, but the sin, I be in you. If I lose my software, but the sin, I be in you, atara, people must sing, you're looting my la. Benny, there are some people that are not leaders, they are not destined to be a leader. So when they just take that position of leadership, they just mess it up. It's not that the people that are taking the position of leadership are good at it. No, they are destined to be. They are destined to be a leader. So they will just, you find that they are doing it very well. You understand? And it still doesn't stop you from learning more. Just because if I said you are destined to be a leader, no, you have to work towards actualizing that goal, towards bringing it into reality. That's the diversity of Ileaye. It is not meant to be easy. It's the difficulty that makes it nice. You know, that makes it interesting. So, this is what Itefa is not magic. Itefa, she don't. No. And when they do Itefa for you, one wash Itefa and Funito, and one big less lay Babalao to tell Ileva. I don't want to mention anything. I don't want controversies, but in Kotimo so ye ewa lo ma shin kan mi ewa gbe sibe ewa ni babalawo ma bo. It does not work like that. Iwo to ba sin fa ninu koko ori koko ni fa ma se fun e. Iwo to ba sin fa ni gbangba ori gbangba ni fa ma se fun e. It's not me o se pe. You can't expect if I shake before meeting, that I don't care whatever anybody has to say, that I'm doing it like openly. You can't expect the blessings of Ifa, the way Ifa will bless me. You can't expect Ifa to bless you. Don't share any cocoa beef. I share my blessing. Meeting me, sharing bangba. Am I just confused? Are you going to me? You guys get what I'm trying to say? It's impossible. It's impossible. So we need to understand that it is a system of worship. Magic there are some verses in the Bible that talks about you using your mouth to talk, to communicate with. If I want to remember it, I don't know, but there's a stanza they used to recite. They'll say Urumaru. If I'm Arutenu, me for Urumaru. I don't know how to translate the Ururu part, but oh my new Urumaru. If I'm Arutenu, me for Urumaru. And don't worry, Rama, to understand the statement here. Verse, that verse, if SFI is sorrow, nipa, pataki, kawa, fura, wa, ma, fenua, or our worry, need the fawa. wọ́n máa gbé bí wọ́n máa ṣètẹ́fá fún ẹ máa abandonness a máa lọ sílé àwọn babaláwo mi ẹ máa wọ́n máa tó fá báyìí wọ́n máa ga àwọn wo lọ ní kinní yìí. Ti gidi that's the funny part tó gbogbo ẹ má kọ́ máa déédéé dàrú báyìí tí gbogbo ẹ bá déédéé dàrú báyìí ẹ máa ní ìfáwọn òṣègbè ìfáwọn òṣè kínní kan ò sí fáyé ìsinmi. So we all need to understand this. Ifa is not magic. It's a system of worship. Isini. So tabatin ko bo se nsin gbogbo kini imo ni e ma ko ni bo se gbogbo nkan ni baba lawon ma se fun yin. Mo ti understand obitilude lo je ki gbogbo wa ti gbagbe kini but Yoruba se ni gbogbo wa we can learn this thing. Oyinbo nko oyinbo njoko si defy o nso se defy mi lo wa la wa to je pa omo Yoruba ni wa ta understand nkan to nso ko ti mo so ye ti nkan to nso ye wa ki mi lo wa la wa ti ta le farabale ta le ko so that a le ma se fa wa. Elomi mama mi ma lo tefa fomo e omo mi ma lo church a gbe fa ma ba sadu o nse ra eni ojo to ba jade ku un le aye nko what if that child does not know that e ti ba un tefa te e ko n ba se eh like you did not instill the informations and the you did not instill the worship into the child. They are just doing it for him. Oh, only the layer here, no. Do you think about the lying call? It's true. There's nothing like just like example. Docket is more for. See about the doctor. Do you imagine about to see hospital? Ti konu won to ba je patient hospital en to ti ni file ati wo to ni file o ma die ni to ni file to ni file lohun ko to da wo to ni file iwo to ni file won ma ni ko lo ma se test ni because won ma bere to fe gun e you say you should go and do test e to ni file won ma si won ma ka okay is the same thing as this everything eyan kan ko wa mo mo bi won ti te fa fun ri mama e ti se kokon fun ri e ko sa se gbogbo e ko sa n se e ko n se scatteredly e ro pe n se nkan no mo ife I've seen some women I fa omo mi lele omo o de mo pe iya won te fa fun o ko ye pe iya te fa fun I don't know how they do it because if they want to do the ifa initiation the person has to be there so why can't you guys lecture the person till the person because I'm telling you majority of the people that just talk about this is she I said that is even majority of them don't even know what they are doing there then I'm telling you it's based on reality they don't know oh my potential but if somebody has a mother or a father that is telling them that's taking them through to their abortion the person will be convinced. We were not born into it. We discovered it. We are not born into it. So if Isheshe can convince people like us that this is my path as a Yoruba man, I'm sure there are a lot of people that Isheshe will convince. They just need somebody to help them access it. Because I wouldn't lie to you. Isheshe is not accessible. It's not accessible. It's very difficult for people to get information. Yeah, it is better now. What's wrong? There is sorry, Facebook, toba type, wiring, toba sorry, Google. But it's not like the information still are so strong like that. Because people still need to understand the philosophy behind these things. It's more about spiritual. Come and do your body, your wrist, your clinical. That is what it's all about. It's not really about them explaining the philosophical, analysis behind these things. So I can understand if people are still not convinced. Being cautious, some people understand things easily. Some people don't. You need to explain to them, So So in order for me not to digress, we are talking about Itefa. It is not magic. Even for people in the diaspora that are listening to me or watching me, you need to understand it's not magic. It is a system of worship. And you have to learn how to properly worship. If we are talking about Ifa, so that is what I will still be talking about. I won't go into something else. So if you have done Ifa initiation or you have somebody that have done Ifa, it is important you must understand the worship. It's not about buying RAM, No. Majority of the things that Ifa needs from us is our own communication. You see, they gave you that icon, they didn't just give you that Ifa icon. In fact, it can fire to one no a woof for you or to one no shas for you. Oh, did it before they gave you as your own personal point of contact. It's your cake money. Then, for people that don't know what to keep money is, your is still your leader, your only like that spiritual portal of you. Like that holds the manifestation of Olodumare that lives within you, that point at which you can use to, you know, interact with Olodumare. So you see, that's Ikinfa, that Ifa icon is your own point of contact. It's for your personal communication. The Ikinfa is for your personal communication. It's not for they should come and feed this. No, it's not just for that. The feeding it and everything they are doing is to help it retain Ashe, like to make it still have that Ashe for you to be able. It's just like when they give you a walkie-talkie. If you don't charge a walkie-talkie, it will not work. If you are not on the right channel with the other people, you won't be able to communicate. So the feeding itself is just it as you charging your walkie-talkie. And making it remain on the right channel so that there can be easy communication. But when you want to communicate on the walkie-talkie, it's still you that you open your mouth and talk. They will hear what you're saying. That is the same thing. Your Ikinfa is like a point at which you can use to communicate. You understand? So when you communicate with your opponent, they hear this, they want the right to run more to, you know, to make this thing happen and send it to Eshulalu to bring it into manifestation. We need to understand all these things are simple analysis, and it just seems like I'm just talking, but we need to understand. Let me just round everything up now, so because I'm about to end this episode. Let me round it up by saying Itefa is a ritual, fine, it's an initiation and everything, but after the initiation, that is not the end. Like saying your babalawo, you should feed it every week or every month, that is not enough. And let me put it that way, it's not enough. You must learn the worship. Fine, you must learn how to worship the Ifa, how to worship it so you can have a personal relationship, so that I'm a personal relationship with Ikinwa, so we can have a personal relationship with our Ifa icon, which is the Ikinfa. The moment if we cannot establish this personal relationship, we will not be spiritually inclined enough to navigate. We need to establish that personal relationship. That personal relationship is what is going to elevate you. You know, it's what is going to elevate you and make you stand out. I'm not just saying this thing. I'm talking from my own point of view as an initiate. I'm talking from my own point of view as an initiate. This is what I do. I'm telling you what I do. Feeding your Ifa is not enough. You must understand that there's one thing they call your Seifa. It is not the babalawo that will do it for you. It is you that will do it by yourself in your house. You must learn how to do it. You must learn how to communicate with Ifa so that you can establish a relationship with your Ifa icon. So it can listen to you. The Ifa icon can listen to you. Can listen to whatever it is that you have to say. So if there's anything you guys don't understand, don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Okay. If there's anything you guys don't understand, don't hesitate to comment. You know, comment, ask me questions. No comment, so I can put the question into consideration in my next episode. So, thank you very much, guys. I'll see you guys on the next one.